The Book of Proverbs, Chapter 19. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, without knowledge the soul is not good, and he who hurries with his feet sins. The foolishness of man subverts his way, and his heart frets against Yahweh. Wealth adds many companions, but the poor is separated from his companion. A false witness will not be unpunished, and he who utters lies will not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the liberal man, and every man is a companion to him who gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, but they are gone. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not be unpunished, and he who utters lies will perish. Delicate living is not seemly for a fool, much less for a slave to have rule over princes. The discretion of man makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew on the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and the idle soul will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahweh, and his good deed he will pay him again. Chasten your son, seeing there is hope, and don't set your soul on his destruction. A man of great wrath will bear the penalty, for if you deliver him, you must do it yet again. Hear counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of Yahweh, that will stand. That which makes man to be desired is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, and he who has it will reside satisfied. He will not be visited with evil. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence, and reprove one who has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He who does violence to his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Cease, my son, to hear instruction only to err from the words of knowledge. A worthless witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked swallows iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scoffers and stripes for the back of fools.